Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听盘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hi everyone, it's Diana. Today we're back with another episode talking about memes.
Memes 就是一些互联网上的梗啊，非常网红传播率非常高的梗。那我们今天要看看2025年在美国，不管是 TikTok 啦，然后 Instagram 上面非常红的十大 meme。
That's right. So today we're going to talk about 10 memes that have gotten really popular in the past year. Sometimes that's TikTok or Instagram or even Twitter, which is now called X. And they, you know, reflect what's currently popular, and they're also a way to kind of understand more about American culture.
看这些 meme 对我们很多中国人来说，你完全是摸不着头脑，
但
它就会让你知道一些美国人现在的想法哈，以及 there's also some really interesting language in these memes.
That's
所以对语言学习来讲也是很有意思的。好，那我们就先来看今天的第一个梗。那这个梗呢，是上次我们讲到 word of the year 的时候有说到的。
That's right. This one is again.6, 7.
好，那如果你没有听我们上次那个年度热词的节目呢 ，very quickly, Diana, 讲讲这个 6, 7是啥意思
？Okay, so in essence, it doesn't really mean anything, and that's the whole point.
对，所以没有具体含义，就是这个 6, 7梗的意义。
Yeah, and also, like we had said in that earlier episode, you know, knowing what this meme is.Also makes you cool because you're in the know.
You're in the know or you're in the know crowd. 就是你、mm-hmm. 你是懂的那一群人是吧
？Yeah, you're on the in.
对，反正它就是一个就这种很无厘头的玩笑语气，然后还有一个手势啊之类的。
Yeah, yeah. The hand gesture is very important, I think, to pair with.The 6, 7.
好，那接下来的这个呢，也是有点难 get 的。这个梗叫做意大利脑腐梗。
Okay, interesting. Italian brain rot.
它形容的就是现在可能很多网络上很无聊、很没有意义的内容，然后你看多了以后，就造成你的大脑被腐蚀了，就大脑就不太灵了。
Right. So yeah, brain rot does refer to content that is.Nonsensical or is just very abstract and isn't very meaningful. But apparently there's a ton of this content and a lot of people just kind of mindlessly scroll through it and it's termed brain rot for that reason.
Okay, 那这个 Italian brain rot 是什么呢？跟意大利有什么关系呢？
The Italian part comes from the usage of a lot of pseudo-Italian.Names.
Oh, pseudo 就不是真的意大利名字，只是听上去很像。
Right, right. So maybe adding ini or ello to the end of whatever it is.
这个 Italian brain rot 很多都是 AI 生成的那些小的短片 clips， 然后就里面都有一个像卡通造型一样的。然后 very often 他们是在 rap， 然后他们 rap 的内容呢，你也是听起来像意大利语 ，but it's not actually Italian.
And they're all like these weird type of like hybrids of things, like it's part this and part that.
那说到 character 啊，接下来的这个梗也是一个 character， 这个我就比较容易 get， 它比较传统一点，the chill guy.
Okay, so.This is a kind of picture of this really cool looking dog. He just looks very unbothered, right? He's the chill guy.
Chill 呢，它的意思就是很 relax, 很 laid back, 是吧？很放松、mm-hmm. 或者我们说很躺平的一个人。
Right. So chill to the point that perhaps, you know, you're apathetic.Completely unbothered by anything that's going on. Checked out.
对，因为其实 chill guy 他这个 meme 呢，会引起很多年轻人的共鸣，就是他们觉得这世界、这社会非常的乱，我能怎么样呢？那我就躺平 ，laid back, chill 一点吧。
That's true, and it's a very real thing because you know a lot of times as kids, all you want to do is grow up, and you know, have your own independence and freedom. And then once you become this adult that has to take care of themselves, you realize it's not all it's cracked up to be.
好，那看完这个躺平男秋盖以后呢，我们接下来看看又是一个形象，卡通形象哈，大白兔
，The White Rabbit。
但这个跟我们大白兔奶糖没什么关系。这个大白兔一看吓死我了，就长得超级诡异。
Right, so this character is based off of a character found in Alice in Wonderland. So he's holding up a pocket watch and pointing to it.And implying that time is running out.
所以这个梗就是 main idea 就是你没时间了。所以 it could apply to any kind of situation, 是吧？每天你在拖延症啊 procrastinate, 然后出来一个 you're running out of time, 或者一些人生的这个大的 milestone 啊，你可能没有 achieve, 然后 you're running out of time.
This meme is very directly related to time. You know, you're running out of time, you're getting older.So it's a very versatile meme.
适用范围很广啊。好，那看完了上面几个比较抽象 abstract 的 memes 以后呢，接下来的这几个梗呢都是比较容易理解的，因为他们都有一个词根词源。They're all attached to a certain word.
Right. So this first one, one of my favorites, Delulu. And this has to do with delusional.
Delusional 的意思就是做白日梦，是吧？
Yes, yes. So just imagining something happening that's very outside the realm of a possibility.
就是 fantasizing, 然后基本上是 too good to be true 的那种想法。
Right, right. So I think when you use the term Delulu, there's two camps to it, right? There is the...very, you know, unrealistic side where you have an inflated sense of self. Maybe you're over-romanticizing your crush's behavior towards you. But on the other hand, it can also be kind of a fake it till you make it mentality where, you know, you just pretend that you, you know, are where you would like to be and you kind of get there faster because you are embodying.You know, being that future self.
就你说一方面 Delulu 就真的是很白日梦然后一厢情愿但也有一方面那个它也不是真的 delusional 而是说 you're being ambitious. 好那这 Delulu 呢我看到的很多其实是 reaction videos. 就一个人然后他剪了一段别人saying something delusional 的视频然后他们做 comments 做反应比如 I saw this guy and he took a video of a girl saying 就每天我如果存一毛钱的话呢我到年底我就能存到一万块钱就是 that's 那就是 delulu
completely impossible type of thinking
对所以后来在 TikTok 和 Instagram 上面还有比谁最 Delulu 就有一个 hashtag 这个热搜叫 Delulu Olympics
okay,
Delulu 奥运会看谁最最白日梦、
right.
好那我们接下来的这一个第七个互联网红梗呢这个叫做
Unfortunately, I do love
这我觉得我们每个人都有共鸣哎、它其实是一个不完整的句子就是很不幸的但是我其实很喜欢哒哒哒一件事情
Right, right. So you might acknowledge that it's not the healthiest thing to do or it's not the most ideal thing to like, but you still love it anyways.
You can't help yourself.
Right, right.
其实我还不少哈但我有一个真的很难克服的就是 Unfortunately, I do love snacking.All by myself, late at night, when nobody is watching, when everyone is sleeping.
Gotta do it in secret, right?
我觉得真是自由啊，然后就看看我喜欢的电影，听听我喜欢的播客。但是呢，确实很不健康哈，所以我现在呢，基本上也是吃一些 ，you know， 蒟蒻，不是说零卡路里的。
Oh, konjac jelly.
或者海苔 seaweed.
I mean, there is a little bit of, you know, indulge in yourself, do some self-care, right?
但是说老实话，那个真不如吃垃圾食品零食来的过瘾。
Yeah, for me, unfortunately, I do love boba. You know, very high calorie, not very nutritious, but I love it anyways.
珍珠奶茶。你们那儿喜茶应该有哈，霸王茶姬。
Oh, yes.
现在国内最红的那个就是 CHAGEE, 茶茶姬。
Oh, okay. I've had that in China, back in Shanghai, but I haven't seen that anywhere yet here.
可能不远的将来也会开到北美啦。好，那接下来这个第八个 meme, 这个我非常喜欢，特别形象。
Yes, okay. This one is 404 social life not found.
Okay, 404, 就是你上网的时候如果输入一个网址哈，它跳出来404就是页面不存在，但这里不存在的东西是你的社交生活。
All right, so since most of us are, you know, pretty much online, chronically or not, we know that 404 is a universal error message. But in this instance, it's regarding your social life not existing, right? Is this involuntary or voluntary?
出于自我的选择还是说没有选择，主动还是被动没有社交生活？
Yeah.
都可以吧。
Okay.Okay, so maybe you're too busy to have a social life, or maybe you're a bit too shy to have much of a social life.
总之 the point 就是404就没有。对，我觉得这也是，其实我们现代人虽然大家都是在网络上看似很链接啊，但是 yeah, these social connections, they're hard to make and maintain, right?
That's right.And, you know, it is sometimes a lot easier to connect online, you know, through text. And when it comes to socializing in person, maybe you feel a little more awkward or you just don't know what to say.
好，那我们最后还剩下三个 top memes. 下面这一个是来自于日本。
That's right. This next term has roots in Japanese words, and it's wabi-sabi.
不是瓦萨比啊，是 wabi-sabi. 然后
right, right.
我刚刚讲它来自日本，其实这个梗不是来自于日本，而是这个是日语，对吧？然后也是日本的一个美学概念。它所形容的就是这个在缺陷里面发现美。
Okay. So this concept is about...finding beauty in the flaws and in perfection as well.
汉字呢就是叫侘寂，这个侘是单人旁一个宅哈，我本来还想读宅，还好查一下。侘意思是简朴质朴，然后寂就是跟中文意思很像了，这个一种寂寞哈，一种还有它就是随时间流逝而显露出来的磨损的美。那这个 wabi-sabi 怎么会在美国互联网上红呢？
All right, so this term gained popularity when the character Bobby Hill from the animated TV series King of the Hill started talking about this concept. And basically on social media, it spread because people were using this soundbite on TikTok, Instagram, and it kind of...just went viral from there.
对，就是一个美国的卡通片，其实是给成年人看的，然后里面一个角色，他在那什么学插花之类的，然后就那个老师说你这个插花不漂亮啊，怎么怎么，他说没有，这个我的作品里面有一种 wabi-sabi 的美。
Interesting. Okay. I don't watch the show, but yeah, I can see that happening. So now a lot of people are using this clip and maybe showing a video of their not so cute dog or their not so cute cat, right? But they still love their pet.Regardless.
对，我也是看到就是自己的狗或者自己的猫，然后他说虽然我的狗或者猫不是那么漂亮，但是他们有 wabi-sabi 缺陷美。
Right.
好，那 that brings us to our last two memes today. 然后这个第九个，这两年吧，在美国都听的特别多，是跟 wife, 跟这个妻子太太的角色相关的。
Mm-hmm. So this has been gaining a lot of popularity, the concept of a trad wife.
T-R-A-D. 什么是 trad 呢?
Trad is short for traditional.
So traditional, 然后呢互联网年轻人的说法 trad. 那 trad wife 顾名思义就是一个比较传统的太太妻子在传统社会的一个角色是吧、mm-hmm. 就是在家里面然后不工作and、
right.
they do everything and take good care of their homes.就你会看到美国互联网上有很多网红的 trad wives, 然后呢他们就通常孩子都很多、
mm-hmm,
五六个、
right.
甚至七八个孩子然后他们什么东西都自己来孩子的衣服自己做啦然后一天三顿饭全是自己做之类的都很厉害。
A lot of work, you know, all the cooking, all the cleaning, making clothes from scratch, maybe even repairing clothing as opposed to tossing it.And just doing a lot of things from scratch, you know, romanticizing, you know, like a farm-to-table life.
你刚刚说 romanticizing 哦，所以现在也有很多对 trad wife 这个趋势以及这些网红的一些抗拒吧。因为很多他就说你是做的内容，做的 content, 我就不相信你真的是在这样生活。
Right, there is a little bit of a controversy regarding this.Lifestyle or even this concept when you have women going back to a more traditional domestic role in marriage and taking care of the house and the kids, you kind of are regressing all of the progress and equality that women have gained in the last 100 years in society.
对，所以也会触及到很多人的神经，很多女性就会说，你这样就是我们女性地位在倒退，而且你展示的这些就是你做的内容也不真实啊。
That's true,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so I do think it's become quite controversial now.
Right,
我在想有没有 trad husband,、
right.
但后来一想应该没什么人要这种 trad husband, 就大男子主义。
I mean, to be fair, there are a growing numberof women who are the breadwinners, and、mm. sometimes they decide、to have the husband stay at home and take care of the kids and the house while she, you know, makes money. Yeah.
So, 但那个就不是 trad husband 啊，因为 traditionally 就是 man 都是在外面的嘛，对吧
？Yes. Yes.
所以我想，为什么 trad husband 它不是一个 meme？ 因为没有人想要那个那么大男子主义那样的哈。
Right,
好
right.
那我们今天最后的一个 meme 看他的很多视频啊 brought me smiles 让我就觉得很开心、
yeah.
让我们想到职场的一些温馨和美好
Alright, and this last one is work bestie lore
Bestie 就是最好的朋友啊然后这个就是你工作职场上面最好的朋友那 lore L-O-R-E 是什么呢
Lore is like the backstory or the origin story
好，那 work bestie lore 很多的短片其实就是在讲两个同事，然后就发生一些有趣的事情。
Okay, so usually this is regarding a very humorous story, maybe a slight misunderstanding that leads to a very funny story in hindsight.
基本上都是那种很温暖、很有意思的。
All right, so just kind of highlighting some.Really wholesome, heartwarming stories or memories that you'll have with your work colleagues.
没错。好，那我们今天的节目呢，跟大家分享了十个在2025年美国互联网上非常走红啊，非常传播率高的 memes。梗，那不知道这有没有什么 crossover？ 哪一些梗，哪几个梗在中国有比较对应、比较像的？
Right. So, very curious if there are any crossovers with the memes that circulate maybe Douyin instead of TikTok.
那欢迎大家在留言专区告诉我们。那非常感谢你收听今天的节目。We'll see you next time.
Thanks everyone for listening. Until next time. Bye.